Accelerated Learning. Learn faster through memorizing, multilingual education, and curiosity by Corey Hansen. Narrated by Mark Milroy. Chapter 1. Memorizing. If you need something now, it's great to have a backup kept in a second place. If you keep double vehicle keys or spare sunglasses in a drawer by the front door and not just in your bag or jacket pocket, you are a lot more likely to have them rapidly when you need them. The exact same is very true for remembering things you really need to remember. If you want to remember something more easily, you can build that memory and store duplicates of the information in multiple places of your brain's storage system. Learning, examining, and practicing new information through multiple senses does just that. You achieve info storage in multiple brain areas and gain from faster memory construction and access to the information when you want it. Using several senses is a powerful and enjoyable way to build strong memory circuits in less time and keep the info secure in long-term memory. Here's how it works. Memory networks are constructed by brain activation. To turn information into memory, it must be assimilated into neural networks. That occurs by active processing, repeated activations, at the synapses. Each time the information or experience is come across, the repeated activations indicate the building and construction of increased, stronger connections amongst the nerve cells holding the memory. When new info first goes into, i.e., through things you hear, see, touch, picture, smell, taste, imagine, movements, and so forth, it is held in short-range memory for less than 1 minute. To transform into long-lasting memory, there must be the repeated activations of the short-lived memory circuit that, at first, has only weakly connected neurons. The repeated activation, use, of that circuit promotes what is called the neuroplastic response. That stimulation-activated neuroplasticity transforms the weakly connected short-range design templates into highly linked, effective, durable, and quickly retrievable long-term memory circuits. The more picks up, the better. Each type of sensory memory is stored in the lobe that gets the input from that specialized sensory system. Learning that is multisensory stimulates two or more memory systems in separate sensory brain storage areas. Visual memory is saved in the back of the brain, occipital lobes. Acoustic memory of what's heard is kept in the side regions, temporal lobes. Memories of touching experiences are saved to the left and right of center, parietal lobes. And movement memory in the lower posterior regions, such as the cerebellum. With several sensory inputs of the information, i.e., touching, seeing, moving, hearing, or picturing, and so on, multiple brain areas store info about the information being learned or ability being practiced. We see on neuroimaging how the several areas storing different sensory experiences of the exact same info connect to one another by interacting networks. Because each sense has a different storage area in the brain, multisensory memory is simpler to hook in, store, and remember. When one is triggered, that is, recall of what was seen, the others, what was heard, felt, visualized, are practically immediately co-activated. By recalling one of the ways the information was experienced, the other parts of the memory will come online and be available for recall. Multisensory memory power can be examined through the lens of neuroscience research. You may have heard people say that if one sense is lost, the others get stronger.